Blog Talk Radio.
Hear the word of God Almighty from Numbers chapter 33, verse 50. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. Omega Man Radio is declaring all-out war on all witches, warlocks, and the hosts of hell. Our mandate is clear. We will not fail. Join with us in the fight and spread the word about Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to invade enemy territory and possess the land, healing the sick and setting the captives free of demons in Jesus' name. Tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific at OmegaManRadio.com.
Dr. Pat, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. I praise God for you. I know that, my goodness, you have church on Sunday multiple times during the week, and you're doing all these programs. So I just want to praise God for you that you made yourself available and able to minister. There were several people that were in the holding queue. So let's see. We've got a live show going. I see we still have plenty of people in the chat room. If anybody is listening out there and you wanted to be prayed for, the lines are open right now. You can call in at 917-889-2745 or toll-free 877-806-2482. You know, Dr. Pat, now I understand why there's a thing such as mass deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, folks, there were some that said, well, why can't you just command all the demons to go and they're gone in 5 seconds flat?
Where you came from.
Folks, it doesn't work that way. You don't say out in the name of Jesus and you're totally set free of things that you've had maybe 30 years. You wrestle with principalities and powers. I really believe, Dr. Pat, that what I heard, that you know, when Paul and the other disciples would work with these people, and they would be taking authority over these foul spirits that come in and they go. Sometimes it could take 30 minutes, an hour. It could take hours.
Well, the Bible proves that over in Acts 16. Whenever Paul took authority over the spirit of Python in the woman that was a divinator, the Bible says, and he came out the same hour.
The same hour.
He did not immediately come out. Also, the man that taught me a little bit about deliverance, Richard Vineyard.
Yes.
Richard told us one time that one of the pastors wanted him to go to the insane asylum, and he wanted him to pray for a woman that was in his church that had been taken away to the insane asylum. So he goes up to the insane asylum, and the woman was sitting in the middle of the bed, and her hands kept doing, you know, like reaching up and reaching down, reaching up and reaching down, same thing over and over.
Yes.
And she was not communicative to them at all. So Richard came by the side of her bed, and he said, I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, and I command that you will come out of her in Jesus' name. And so what happened was she continued to do what she was doing, and he looked at the pastor, and he said, come on, let's go home. The pastor says, but she's not delivered. And he says, she's still doing the same thing that she was doing when we told it to go. So the demon didn't go. He said, look, come on, let's go. And all the way home, the preacher nagged him about it. And he said, look, take me home, I'm going to bed. So the next morning, the preacher gets a call. The woman has stopped doing that, and she's in her right mind. And so when he talked to Richard about that, Richard said that demons have to obey the name of Jesus. What their job is to deliverance ministers and Christians is to try to make them believe that they don't have to obey, but they do, because Jesus is above every spirit and every name that is named in the universe has to bow their knees to Jesus. And so, you see, what you're dealing with when we do deliverance in America, you're dealing with a lot of people that have very little knowledge about what we're doing. And you not only are having to work with the people that you're ministering to, but sometimes you're having to work with the audience that's saying, what's going on here? Because they've not seen this ministry operating in America. And most of the time, my ministry always operated on the mission fields because the church wouldn't let me in to cast the people free. So this is, you heard me say, okay, Amiga Man, you take this over. And I started talking to the people in the chat room. And the reason that I do that at times, there can be some spirit in the chat room trying to get them in division.
Yes.
And the Lord works in unity and power. And so I have to go in the chat room and break the power of division, which those in the chat room that are listening, you can do that too. When you see somebody come in and they start working powers of division, or they start working witchcraft powers, one person can say, I bind that spirit of division that's working in the chat room, and then everybody will start working with you, and it leaves me free to stand in agreement with Omega Man. But if there's nobody in the chat room doing that, then I have to come in and get the little group back together so that the anointing and the power is greater.
Amen. And so, I see our lines lighting back up. What we're going to do is open the lines if you need prayer, and we missed you in the last hour. And let's go to the first caller. Here you go. Caller from 516 area code. You're on the line with Dr. Pat Holliday. Thank you for holding.
Hey, good evening, Omega Man. How you doing today?
Doing really good. Thank you for being patient and waiting.
Hey, no problem, no problem. Actually, Zoe Mortal had me call in tonight to just give some moral support for all the our brothers and sisters out there who just needed some prayer.
Oh, I think I recognize this. Is this Brother Matt Moser?
Yeah, yes, sir, it is.
How you doing today, brother?
Very well. I've been praying it up and just loving on you guys, and you guys doing one heck of a job, and Dr. Pat Holliday, it's an honor to be on the show with you, and it's amazing to see you at work. So,
thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
Matt,
I haven't worked in America as much as I have on the foreign field, so it's great to work in my own country and see people interested in the ministry. What is so sad is that we hear from so few ministers, so few pastors, because they've been brainwashed into believing a lie. And so all of you that come on our intercessory group Sunday night and pray with us, that's one thing. We're going to begin to pray for the pastors of our nation so that Jesus can come in and begin to teach them how to set the captives free. You see, a lot of those men love the Lord. They're just under a powerful, bewitching spirit. But we know how to bind those spirits up and to loose them, don't we?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Amen. And Matt, I saw Giovanni. She was going to be calling in, and we ran out of time. If you have a way to contact her, we'll put her right through if she would like to try again. And folks, we talk about mass deliverance. People want to criticize the concept of mass deliverance, but as you see, we're wrestling with these foul spirits, and you could be working with someone for hours. Let's say we were at a crusade and there was 1,000 people, like Sandra, who had a need tonight and needed prayer. We could be here until Jesus Christ comes back at the last trump. And sometimes it's impossible to minister with multitudes, so that's where mass deliverance comes in. And you can minister to many people simultaneously. Now, you don't get complete deliverance, but you can certainly clear some of the brush. And that's what I would say to the people out there, Dr. Pat, who would criticize mass deliverance, because there is no way that Jesus was able to minister to all 5,000 people one at a time. He would probably still be here today doing it.
Well, Paul ministered in mass deliverance, and you can see it in many places in the Bible. Paul went in and took whole cities for God. Ephesians had this great goddess called Diana, and he went right into the midst of where the pagan religions were, and the witchcraft and the homosexuals. The New Testament talks about it, and he stood up right in their own temple, and they wanted to know which god did he serve, because they had gods of every description, and they had an altar there called to the unknown God. And he took that and taught them that Jesus Christ is the unknown God to them, but that they could open up their understanding and receive Jesus. And so mass deliverance and mass ministry has always been a part of Christianity. And anybody that doesn't understand that is just people that are stupid, that doesn't understand the Word of God. And there's so many of them. There's so many of them that think that they know the Word, that have never been taught the Word, and they just get a little idea and fly off and say, well, I don't believe this, or I think that's wrong. But they never tell you why. What scripture makes you think that's wrong? You see, the things that we're doing on this radio show, we go in the Word and tell you where it is in the Word of God. That Paul at Mars, the woman, the divinating woman, all of that stuff is in Acts. The guy, the Simon the sorcerer, Elymas, all of these things are shown in the Bible. And then you can take the Bible and show that Jesus Christ himself, one-third of his ministry was ministering to the masses in deliverance, because they all needed deliverance. And the interesting thing about it is that these people, they didn't have a problem believing in demons. They knew that they were there. And you see Paul going in and casting out a devil, and can't pull the name out.
I'm not sure.
No, the one that jumped at him and jumped on him, I just can't, my mind's getting a little tired, but the demon came out of the man and jumped on the Jewish exorcist.
Yes.
The Sceva, yeah. Sons
Seven
of Sceva.
Sons of Sceva, right.
And of course, what that means is the only people in the world that have a right and the authority to use the name of Jesus is Christians, believers. And if somebody tries to use the name of Jesus, then that person is open for those devils to come and attack them and kill them even. So that's what deliverance is all about, is you've got really true believers. I'll tell you a story. A man came into our ministry one night, and he had his wife with him, and she had been over to a psychiatrist that had her on, she was on psychotropic drugs.
Yeah.
She had been diagnosed as a schizophrenic. And so we prayed for her and did deliverance on her, and she got set free. And so I asked him, I said, well, will we see you back at the church? And he said, oh, no. He said, I go to this other church. And he said, my pastor is one of the greatest ministers in this town, and said he's the best Bible teacher in town. And I said to him, I said, oh, really? I said, well, if your pastor is the best Bible teacher in town, how come you brought your wife over here to me to cast these demons out of her? You saw her get free. He said, well, he said, my pastor doesn't do that. That's a special gift. And I said, well, that's not what my Bible says. My Bible says that it's for the believer. In Mark 16, it says this is for the believer. They will cast out devils and lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Yes.
So it seems to me maybe your pastor isn't a believer. Well, after they left the church, a lady came up and told us, said that couple goes to that great big church. And she told us where it was, and she says, I've been in that church. And she said, I have seen that spirit, that couple up at the altars praying for people that come up for prayer. They're elders in that church. So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with an American church that has never been taught the Word of God, that think they know the Word of God, and yet the church is swarming with devils different natures.
Most pastors,
yes,
have, the truth be known, have not even been called by God to pastor. They may have said at the time, oh, I think it'd be a good idea. You know, Mama said that she wanted me to be a pastor, so I'll do what my mama said, and or my dad said, and they go to Bible school, and then they come out, and they think that they understand everything from Genesis to Revelations. They have a spirit,
yes,
of religious pride. Or some have said, you know what, you can make a lot of money. And if you know how to run your church right, it can be a cash cow for you. I know one guy that did that, Dr. Pat. He was no more saved,
yeah,
than my dog. And the point is,
yes,
if he knew it was a money maker for him, he got in there and he had a demonic charisma, and he turned it into an ATM machine for him. Folks,
yes,
just because someone says they're a pastor does not mean that they know the Word of God from a hill of beans. Let me read a verse over here, and it says, James, I'm reading from James chapter 5. It says, verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, and anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. It says, confess your faults one to another, pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Dr. Pat, just because we get saved does not mean that we're never going to have infirmity or we're never going
That's
to
right.
sin. And it says right here, folks, that there is some sickness that is tied into sin and unrepentance. And I remember Dr. Jonathan Hansen telling me one time he was asked to come in and preach a revival, and he had a prayer line going, and people were coming up, and a lady walked up, and he says, Sister, what can I do for you? And she says, I'm battling with a disease. And he said the Holy Spirit told him right there that she has some unrepentant sin. He said, I'll pray for you, but I can't pray for you, and you get healed unless you repent first of the sin. She repented. He commanded the sickness to go, and she was healed.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, there's many diseases that are tied in to demons. Bitterness, unforgiveness, they're tied in
mm-hmm.
many times to cancer and arthritis. And if a person will repent and forgive one another, now they can appropriate healing and command those foul spirits to go, and when they go, the disease goes in the case where they were tied in. Are we going to say, Dr. Pat, that as Christians we're never going to have aught against our brother or sister?
That's right.
I mean, sure we are. And the thing is, folks, Jesus says, if you do not forgive, I will not. My Father in heaven will not forgive you. Just because we become a Christian doesn't mean that we can ever fall away or we can ever be attacked by Satan or have a disease that's put in there by a demon,
mm-hmm.
okay, or open ourselves up to demonic attacks. Sure we can. And just because we accept Christ does not mean he's going to deliver you instantly. You know, demons come in through generational curses, through personal sin. And as a Christian, now you have the ability to get free of them. But you have to break their legal grounds to be there. It may be that you need to repent of some things that you've done. Maybe we need to remit some of the sins of our fathers that came down, generational line. Take authority over these demons and they can go. And you can stay free as long as you
Amen.
Learn how to keep these doors closed. I mean, you can't get free of a demon that came in through a pornographic gateway. Got a demon of lust that gets cast out and then go back and do internet porn. It's going to come right back in.
That's
it's
right.
It's your choice to go back and get in that sin again, but you'll be crazy to do it because chances are now that you know what the doorway was, they're going to come back in seven times worse.
Amen.
And so,
amen.
Let me give it back to you. Go ahead.
The Lord just spoke to me and said, everyone that you've been fighting with an infirm spirit, cancer, arthritis, kidney problems, heart failures, all of these spirits that you've been praying about, why don't we just pray and let Omega Man pray and break those powers over all of us right now and get rid of these sicknesses? Just
Amen.
Put
you know,
your hand wherever you have a problem, and Omega Man's going to pray.
Amen. You know what I'd like to do, Dr. Pat? I'd like to defer this one to Matt. Brother Matt,
yes,
would you
sir.
Lead off in prayer, and then we're going to pray after you.
Sure. That'd be
anybody
wonderful.
Anybody out
that'd
there that has this spirit of infirmity that they're battling with?
Yes. Lord, before we pray or do anything for anybody else, we put you first, Lord God, and we give you thanks. We all stand in agreement and give you thanks for who you are, because you are worthy to be praised, the great and mighty God of Israel. We love you and we praise you in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Father, for giving us this time of prayer and worship, of lifting up our brothers and sisters in need. Oh, Lord God, we rebuke in the name of your Son every spirit of infirmity to every listener out there, for even the ones who place curses on this radio show, Lord God, for every single mother out there who is suffering right now of mental distraught, of financial unorganization, all sorts of different infirmities of the mind and of the body. We rebuke heart disease and lung cancer in the name of Jesus, lymphoma
yes.
in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you weakness in the bones and sore tendonitis, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke you away from the elderly,
yes,
and from the young. We cut all the ties to every bit of witchcraft and occult and adultery and lustful things and all these types of lustful spirits, in the name above every name, Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. We love you and we praise you, Almighty God, and we pray that you release your warriors, your mighty, mighty warriors, that they be fully equipped and ready to do battle against all the fiery darts of the wicked one, all the evil spirits that throw themselves at your chosen few, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, may they fend,
yes,
off and ward off every attack of the enemy, Lord God.
Amen.
Every attack of the mind, of the body, of the spirit, of the soul, the social aspects of a person's life, the emotional aspects of a personal of the person's life, Lord God, we rebuke loneliness, depression, Lord God, we rebuke the suicide spirit that's been running rampant around the youth, in the name of Jesus, in this country. Oh Lord God, raise up this youth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to be healthy and pure in your word, have wisdom and knowledge and understanding of your word, and understand the concept of love, Lord God, that love conquers all, and that through love we have deliverance, through your love, Lord God, that you've given your son for us. In Jesus' holy name, may your holy fire rain down from your throne and consume every infirmity upon every listener. Consume every wicked and unclean thing that they've ever done in their lives, Lord God. May their houses be put in order, and may they tack up on their doorposts and upon their mantle that the Lord Jesus is Lord of this house. And as for,
amen,
me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Oh, Heavenly,
amen,
Father God, we love you and we praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, all you earth, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh,
right
what
now.
A prayer. What a prayer.
Praise God. Again.
Omega Man.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's let our brother give a little of his testimony tonight.
Yes.
And you run up there on Pat Holiday and on your Facebook and say we're still on the air.
Absolutely.
So that people will know that we're still here while he's testifying.
Go ahead, Matt. You get the microphone, brother.
My personal testimony is, it's very, it hits you right in the heart. It hits me right in the heart. It should, every Christian who is truly saved, comes to a point where their testimony, they have to speak their testimony, not for themselves, but to glorify God. And that's where I am brought to you tonight. I can tell you that for most of my life, I have been seeking God. And although I have strayed away in many areas, I've experimented with drugs, I've ran away from a lot of things in my life, the Lord proved one thing to me very, very recently, okay, is that even though that we are Christians, even though that we still seek the Lord, there are areas in our lives that we need to resist the flesh. We need to resist. And this is what Paul was talking about and the Lord was talking about when Jesus said, pick up your cross daily and follow me. It literally meant picking up your cross daily and following me, waking up early, praising the Lord with all of your heart. For the first time in my life, I've been able to break free from bondage. I've been able to wake up in the morning and sing songs to God before my feet hit the floor. It's one of the most amazing, wonderful things I've ever been able to experience in my life. And I have been delivered a while ago. I was delivered of terrible, terrible spirits of lying, manipulation, confusion, double-mindedness, manic depression, suicide. I was delivered of these things, and I thought I was a Christian. I really did. I thought I was a Christian, but I strayed away from the Lord. I started looking at myself, keeping my eyes off the Lord and looking at myself, thinking that I can get myself out of this giant hole that I dug for myself here, thinking that I could climb my way out by being stubborn, by being prideful. But that is not the case for everybody. The only way out, the only way up out of that ditch is to keep your eyes on the Lord. And it is a daily, daily act of love to get up in the morning and to recognize that Jesus Christ died for me. He actually died for me. through his hands, through his feet and side, the crown of thorns, on the cross, he did it all for me. I can wake up and say, Lord, today I die for you. I live for you today by praising your holy name and proclaiming your word to everybody, to letting them know how much you love them. That is glorifying God from the second you wake up to recognizing that he died for you. And I give thanks to the Lord for this testimony of love, because the Lord brought me back from death. For almost about 10 months, I was going to kill myself every single night because I had dishonor in myself as a man. I had some things going on in my life. I was very, very ashamed. I felt humiliated. I was a criminal. I had a warrant out for my all sorts of bad, terrible things. And the Lord brought me back from the grips of death. From an instant, things were so terrible and so horrible. And then in a twinkle of an eye, things changed. Deliverance happened. Deliverance happened from the inside out, from the depths of my being. The Lord ripped these things out of me, and he stamped me. He said, you are mine. And you shall be no others. And it is a wonderful, I can't express it, words cannot express it, because Jesus is so wonderful, is such an amazing God, that when he saves you, and he truly saves you, you know it, and there's no turning back. And I pray for every soul out there who has been saved. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Lord strengthen you never to turn away. Always to stay on the path of righteousness, and to dig down deep and persevere, and to open your Bibles and actually read and understand the Word, to seek the truth in the Bible. And if your pastor does not preach the Bible, if something contradicts the Bible, then they're absolutely wrong, because Amen. The Bible is the living Word of God.
Amen. That's the standard, folks. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a live program. This is our second program tonight. We're opening up the lines for prayer. If you need to call in, we've got Dr. Pat Holliday, we've got Matt Moser and myself, and we've got about 30 people in the chat room, prayer intercessors, that are standing by to agree that you can be delivered tonight through Jesus Christ. The number is 917-889-2745. Matt, I believe we have Giovanna on the line. Let's see.
Wonderful.
Yes. Caller, you're on the air. Thank you for calling in. Is it Giovanna?
Yes.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I've just been going through a lot of confusion. My son Michael was on the air a few nights ago, and he was delivered.
Yes, praise God.
And I have just had many feelings since then on guilt and just a heaviness, a sadness, confusion. I'm just really not sure what's going on.
Little bit about your background.
Sure.
Were you ever involved in the occult?
Never.
Okay. What can you tell us about yourself that might have opened up a gateway for attack at once upon a time?
Well, I grew up Catholic. I had my son out of wedlock. I was saved. I met Joe White at 17, and I was saved, and I was on fire for God, but many times just became backslidden and was never able to totally surrender my life to Jesus, never totally able to feel his love and receive his blessings, and many things happened. I was, even though I was a believer, I was just not really living in God's obedience. I struggled, and I've been depressed on and off since I was a little girl, and I deal with a lot of rage and anger. I scream a lot. I come from Italian parents that scream, and my whole family seems to be in just chaos. My children are unruly. I just can't seem to get them in order. I get overwhelmed easily. I get distracted easily. I can't seem to implement any kind of schedule or routine. It just, even though I know what to do when I read books, it's just, it seems so hard for me, and I've prayed for clarity, and it's just doesn't happen. And
all right, now let me ask you this. Do you go to church now?
Well, I just started to. We used to go to church, and then we moved, and I had trouble finding a church that I felt that I could belong to. And then
What kind of church you go to?
A Christian church, an evangelical church.
Okay. Is it an Episcopal or Presbyterian?
Well, the one that I just went to, for the first time last week. Other than that, I really haven't been in church other than once in a while.
Okay.
And 2 years ago, my daughter, who was then 4 years old, came down with leukemia, and our lives were just completely turned upside down. And I didn't go to church for a while, and then...
Okay, now let me ask you this. The church that you went to last week,
yes.
What's the name of it? Is it like an Episcopal church? Or?
No, it's called. It's just. I think it's just an evangelical church. It's called Key to Faith Ministries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was the first time in a long time that I was able to walk into a church and feel like God called me there.
All right. Now, have you ever asked Jesus to forgive you of all of your sins?
I have, and I don't know if there's something that I'm not, but I have repented.
Giovanna, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been sexually abused?
No.
Have you ever had an abortion?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not in the chat room. You have to email me, I guess. All right, now what I want you to do right now, let's make sure that you're saved, okay?
Okay.
I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
For all of my sins.
For all of my sins.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And help me to forgive myself.
And help me to forgive myself.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I thank you that you.
I thank you that you.
Are coming into my house, into my heart.
Are coming into my heart.
And delivering me tonight.
And delivering me tonight.
Of all confusion.
Of all confusion.
And that you.
And that you.
Are going to be my Savior.
Are going to be my Savior.
And in the name of Jesus, you can redeem. You can redeem.
In the name of Jesus, you can redeem.
All of my family.
All of my family.
And myself.
And myself.
From all of these sicknesses.
From all of these sicknesses.
And rebellion.
And rebellion.
And I'm just going to trust you.
And I'm just going to trust you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now you just say, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And all of the spirits that have come into me.
And all of the spirits that have come into me.
I ask you to bind them up right now.
I ask you to bind them up right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, what I want you to do is I want you to say, I bind the occult witchcraft spirits.
I bind the occult witchcraft spirits.
Coming down my family line.
Coming down my family line.
10 generations back.
10 generations back.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I command all of those spirits.
And I command all of those spirits
to go into a cage.
To go into a cage.
And Lord Jesus, I break the powers.
And Lord Jesus, I break the powers.
Of heredity.
Of heredity.
Over my life.
Over my life.
Of witchcraft.
Of witchcraft.
Ancestral rebellion.
Ancestral rebellion.
Freemasonry.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Freemasonry.
Freemasonry.
Yeah, a mockery.
Mockery.
Skepticism.
Skepticism.
Ritualism, child abuse.
Ritualism, child abuse.
Spiritism.
Spiritism.
Human sacrifices.
Human sacrifice.
And curses.
And curses.
And I command those to go into a cage.
And I command those to go into a cage.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I got you, Desert.
I got you,
That's okay. I was talking to Desert. He sent me an email.
You got it. Giovanna, you're doing good there. Just hang in there.
Okay. Now, spirits, seducing spirits.
Seducing spirits.
I break your powers.
I break your powers.
Over me.
Over me.
And I command all of you to go into the cage.
And I command all of you to go into the cage.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I bind up, and I'm just going to say them, and I want you to start coughing, and we're going to get them out, okay?
Okay.
I bind up hypocritical lies, false
yes,
prophets,
signs, wonders, come out.
Deceptions,
rage and anger, go in the
cage. All
confusion.
Of the fascination with evil ways.
Yeah.
I
Evidence
bind up
sadness.
Persons, repressions, manipulation,
confusion and depression. We bind you, come
visualization,
amnesia,
fortune telling, channeling, death spirit, addiction to alcohol,
pour the blood of Jesus down your throat right now.
Corruption,
soul ties and hearts come out in the name
come
of Jesus. Sorts cut all demonic soul ties and witchcraft.
Come out.
The Lord rebuke you.
Now
spirits that came in through
sacrifice,
come out. The Lord rebuke you.
Sexual harassment, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Incubus, come out
in the name of Jesus.
You poverty spirit, come out
you
in the name of
Jesus. You loser, you foul spirit, shrink
come
down.
No future spirit,
come out,
come out right now in the name of
come
Jesus.
Out
you failure spirit,
Jesus.
Degrading spirit, in the name of Jesus.
Foul spirits.
I come out all of
come
these
out in the name
warlock
of Jesus.
Spirit patrol.
We weaken you foul spirits in the name of Jesus. We break all hexes and vexes and curses and spells sent against her and command them to go back to the demon center. We bind all witchcraft attacks sent against her away from her. Command it to go back to the demon center in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we rebuke all warlock, man, power spirits in the name
come
of
Jesus,
Jesus of authority of,
spirits.
And then the male priesthood of warlockism of witchcraft
the
in the name
of
Jesus,
Jesus
you
the blood
strong
of
man come out in the name of Jesus
the blood of Jesus
we plead the blood
of Jesus we lose blindness and confusion to you foul spirits commanded to go into civil war against
the
strong man come out in Jesus come out of you going to Tartarus go into the cage come on out.
We give you praise and glory, your blood, God.
Father
we
God,
break
right
the curse of the bastard in the name of Jesus.
The blood of,
minds of
God,
these foul
the
spirits
blood of
in
the
Jesus'
Lamb.
Name. And loose the spirits
praise.
Of obedience into these foul spirits. Come out right now.
Yes, every devil that's hanging on, you're defeated.
Father God,
right
pray
now,
with the
in
next
the
demon.
Name of Jesus.
We release your rage, murder, rage, come out in the name of Jesus.
Come out.
Come out. All murdering spirits. Yes.
All demonic
honey,
soul
me,
ties, we cut
me,
manipulation, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Double-mindedness in the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. In the name above every name, the blood of the Lamb be upon you.
Honey, I want you to say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I ask you to come in and fill me.
I ask you to come in and fill me.
With your fire.
With your fire.
And drive every spirit out.
And drive every spirit out.
That has come to torment and torture me.
That has come to torment and torture me.
I break every ley line.
I break every ley line.
I break every silver cord.
I break every silver cord.
I break every Asmodeus and Osmodeus spirit.
I break every Asmodeus spirit.
And Abaddon, Beelzebub.
Abaddon and Beelzebub.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I command.
And I command.
Murdering spirits to
murdering
get into the
spirits.
Cave. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry for abortions.
I'm sorry for abortions.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And all those that were involved in it.
And all those that were involved in it.
I put it under your blood tonight.
I put it under your blood tonight.
And I command those wicked devils to get into the cage.
And I command those wicked devils to get into the cage.
And I bind up shame.
And I bind up shame.
And self-loathing.
And self-loathing.
Self-hatred.
Self-hatred.
Every devil that tells me I'm a nobody.
Every devil that tells me I'm a nobody.
Is a liar.
Is a liar.
I break the powers of dedication.
I break the powers of dedication.
To Satan.
To Satan.
Of me as a child.
Of me as a child.
And I command those blood sacrifices to be broken.
I command those blood sacrifices to be broken.
I take control of my life.
I take control of my life.
My soul.
My soul.
My spirit.
My spirit.
My body.
My body.
And tonight, I give it to Jesus.
And tonight I give it to Jesus.
Which makes me a new creation.
Which makes me a new creation.
And all those filthy things are in a cage.
And all those filthy things are in a cage.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And frustration and anger.
And frustration and anger.
I command you into the cage.
I command you into the cage.
I forgive my parents.
I forgive my parents.
I forgive my former husband.
I forgive my former husband.
And every man that has abused me.
And every man that has abused me.
I ask you, God, that you forgive them.
I ask you, God, that you forgive them.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
I forgive every person.
I forgive every person.
That has ever done anything to me.
That has ever done anything to me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I thank you right now.
And I thank you right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
For deliverance.
For deliverance.
And just breathe a deep breath and cough it all out.
Oh, you found it.
Come out.
His name. Come out. Leviathan. Come out.
Come out, unforgiveness. Raise. Come out in
anger.
The name of Jesus.
Shame.
Demonic transmitters and receivers are
looser
broken
in
the name of Jesus. All you witchcraft demons, come out.
All foul spirits, you must now go.
Your
authority has been revoked in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now. Come on out. Go in the cage. Make it easy on yourself. Come out. Pour the blood of Jesus down your throat, foul disobedient spirits.
I command you. Command you demons to loose her ears and her eyes in the name of Jesus. To loose her throat in the name of Jesus.
Loose her human spirit.
Loose her stomach in the name of Jesus.
We break the broke off of broke off her neck in Jesus. Come on.
We loose her human spirit.
Yeah, the blood of Christ. The blood of Jesus.
Come
hallelujah.
On, you children of fools.
Praise
no names.
The Lord.
Order of you. Come on out right now, like Sithri came out. Come on. Let's go.
All the
way.
Self-proclaimed spirit. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Father God, who is angels are going down to our lowest extremity with a sword and thrust them up and out.
Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come out
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Come
All
out
way.
In the name of Jesus. You
All
demons,
way.
Come
Amen.
Out and cast
All
you out to the
infirmity.
Abyss. Blind, deaf, dumb, and mute
break.
In the name of Jesus.
All generational
Hallelujah.
Came
Praise
out of
the
family line of infirmity. We bind leukemia and cancer.
And
come on
yes.
right now.
Yes. Yes.
Come
in the
out
name
right
of
now.
Jesus. All you cancer, come out. We
come
break
right
that
now.
Soul tie. We break that in
the
name
of Jesus. Come out.
All
nest of demons.
Yes. Manipulation in the name of Jesus.
Cigarette smoking, we bind you. Come out right now.
Anxiety, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Come out, anxiety.
In Jesus' name.
Come out, anxiety.
Be thou loosed in Jesus' name. Come on out.
Depression, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Memory.
Screaming, rageful fit in the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. Come out.
Break the curse of the bastard going back 10 generations
so
on
Lord.
Either line. We break
Hallelujah.
You. Come out right now.
Hallelujah.
Come out.
Yes.
Temporary amnesia.
Yes.
Ancestral curse, generate back. Retardation, senility. Ungodly.
Looser right now.
Yes. Divorce in the name of Jesus.
Father God, loose the 10 plagues that you sent on Egypt against these foul spirits that do not obey in Jesus' name.
Demonic subjection to the occult. Drugs.
Yes.
Love. What was meant for her back
in
your head,
the name
foul
of Jesus,
spirits, sevenfold in Jesus' name.
Insane.
No rest for the wicked. Come out right now, wicked spirits. Come out.
You gluttonous spirit of anger, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you and cast you out to the abyss.
And Lord, rebuke
you cancer spirits over her breast, over her womb.
Come out.
Now, in
Come
the
out.
Name of Jesus, every devil that has lifted itself above the name of Jesus is bound. We bind the powers, the principalities. We isolate every spirit in her. We break every outside force in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft power that's coming against her, this ministry, against the people that are working and praying for her, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, say, Holy Ghost, come in.
Holy Ghost, come in.
Fill me.
Fill me.
Fill me with fire.
Fill me with fire.
And burn all of the hiding spirits out.
And burn all of the hiding spirits out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath and cough them all out. All of them to come.
Come out, you spirits who came into
come
the
out, idolatry. In the name
come
of Jesus.
In
come out,
Jesus.
Idolatry in the
Anything
name of Jesus.
Associated with rosary come out. In the name of Jesus. All worship of any of the saints. Come out.
You false Jesus hope, name. Idolatry, spirits in the
worship
name
of
Jesus.
Mary.
Come
out in
out.
Jesus' name.
Bitterness and unforgiveness and rage in the name of Jesus. Come out.
Now, we take authority over the Kundalini spirit down in her spine and cut its tail off, its head off.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we take authority of Leviathan,
Python, cut
your head off, your tail.
Take a grasping hook.
All of those things up in little pieces.
Rip it out in Jesus' name.
All of the vipers
here.
Come out.
Looser in Jesus' name.
Take a deep cough. Cough them out.
All of them must go now.
Elohim Adonai.
Be weakened and be spoiled in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Come out. Come on. Let's go.
Yes, yes.
Come out.
Release your warrior angels, Lord God, to bind up and to bring these spirits down like swine to the slaughter, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Yes, come out, you spirits, in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise
yes.
the Lord.
And Father, fill those empty places from her head to her feet right now. Feel. Take a deep breath and just let the Holy Ghost just baptize you with his fire. And fill you with the blood of Jesus right now. Right now, send those angels to surround her, God, divine protection. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Let me hear you praising Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fill her up.
Jesus'
name. That's right. Fill your mind with Jesus right now. Thank you, Jesus. Can you raise your hand and ask him to give you the gift of tongues?
Lord, I ask for the gift of tongues.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now just praise him. Jesus is the baptizer, and he wants you to have that. Just
thank
praise
you,
him.
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Yes, bubbling
yes.
up from
thank
your
you,
stomach right now.
Yes.
Let me hear
thank you. Christ.
Yes, there.
Hallelujah.
Keep going.
Hallelujah.
There. There's the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Lift your hands high in the air. Lift your hands high in the air. This came down from the throne of God. This is a gift right from the throne of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. God is
that,
good.
My friends,
how
is
you
the
feel?
Full gospel.
How do you feel?
I feel cleansed.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Now that's wonderful for a father to be able to pray his daughter through deliverance and see her receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is a wonderful, wonderful testimony and gift from God. Amen?
Amen. Amen. You know, one of the things that I've struggled with for the last 11 years is feeling sick and all the time having no energy and just being tired and having allergies and sinus problems over and over. And no matter what I did, nothing would heal it or take it away. And just feeling lethargic and dysfunctional and not feel like I could take care of my family, and it's been so heavy on me for the last 11 years, and no matter how much blood work I get, they just never find anything, and I just want to be totally free of that.
How is your son?
My son is unbelievable. He's just happy and just a different person.
Now, Giovanna, do you have your daughter with you there too?
My daughter, she's here. She's in the house. I'm actually outside of the house. I'm sitting in my car.
That's your 8-year-old daughter that she was diagnosed with leukemia?
She's 6 years old, and she was diagnosed right before her 4th birthday. And
can you bring her in and get her near the phone? We want to pray for her.
Yes, I could definitely do that.
While she's getting the daughter, let the father give his expression of feelings now. Father, do you have the testimony right this second? Omega Man, did the father go away?
Are you talking about me, Dr. Oliver?
Yes. Tell us how you feel.
He's a good friend. This is,
yes.
this is Prophet Matt Moser.
Matt Moser, tell us how you feel right now.
I feel absolutely wonderful. There is nothing that could possibly compare to the love of God. And just being a part of this right here and witnessing this love come down from the throne of the living God to his daughter right here, handing her a gift of freedom once again, it's just I am ecstatic. I tell you what, I am doing my best to reserve the word awesome for only God. I absolutely only want to use the word awesome to refer to God and nobody and nothing else.
Amen.
So, praise God.
Now, the daughter is not with you now.
No, she's right here, actually.
Okay, but your father is not with y'all.
No.
Okay. Well, what I want you to do is take that daughter in your hands, and we're going to agree with Father for her healing. And as he prays, just
Dr.
hold
Pat,
her in your arms, huh?
Matt is not Giovanna's husband. He's a friend. He's a friend.
I thought that was her dad.
No, this is a good friend that brought Giovanna on the air. But Giovanna is you've got your daughter there with you. What's her name?
Ariana.
Ariana, she's 6 years old?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, Omega Man prayed for her.
And Giovanna, what did the doctor say about her? What did they say she has?
Well, she has leukemia, and they say that it's over 90% curable, and that she's in remission, and she has about another 3 weeks left of treatment.
Okay,
and we're going to pray for her. Again, her name is Ariana.
Yes.
Okay, praise God. I just want to ask everybody out there that's a believer that's tuning in to agree in prayer with Dr. Pat and Matt Moser and myself and Giovanna for Ariana.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for your wonderful saving grace and for the mercies that you've given to us all and for the blessings of deliverance tonight.
Yes.
And we're coming in agreement together, Father God. You said that where two or three are gathered together, you're in the midst of Lord Jesus. So we lift up 6-year-old Ariana right now.
In
the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over the strong man and gatekeeper in her. We bind up all foul spirits. We command you to loose that child right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the spirit of infirmity. We bind leukemia. We bind cancer. Any foul spirits affecting her white and red blood cells, we bind you right now. We curse you, you foul spirit, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree. And we command you right now to wither up and
Amen.
Die right now, you foul spirit.
Amen.
Come out of her right now in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Hallelujah.
The word says that
spirit
through his stripes we are healed.
Yes. And leukemia is a name, and we're praying in a name that's above every name. And we command you to be bound and get into the cage. We break all family curses going back 10 generations, back and forward in the name of Jesus. And we command every witchcraft's curse, every person that's been in witchcraft that knows this family, we break the cords over this person in Jesus' name. And we command this thing to come out right now. Immediately in
Jesus'
name.
Get out of her right
and
now.
We release her
Jesus name.
For the glory of Jesus Christ.
All
in
foul
Jesus'
spirit.
Name. Healing the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. The blood
loose
of Jesus
her human spirit.
Running through yeah. her veins.
We break all
Jesus
curses
name.
Going up the family line. Command you to loose her in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
All witchcraft
put,
that came
put your
the
hand on
line.
Her. Put your
all
hand on put your right hand on her thigh.
10 generations on both sides of the family. We break you. Right now, your curse. Come off of her in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Brian.
Something's going on up there.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Giovanna, you have your hand
yeah,
on her thigh, right?
My hand is on her head.
Okay.
What is she doing?
She's watching TV.
Okay.
Did she
Go
have
ahead.
any bone marrow work or anything like that?
No, she
any
didn't.
Anything in her bones, anything, any bruising on her thigh or anything like that?
No.
Okay, I just feel you need to bless your daughter by taking your right hand and putting it on her thigh, and and just release a blessing into her soul, into her spirit, into her very being. In the name of Jesus, release wonderful health and prosperity. And for the Lord's hand of favor, just, you know, this is an everyday thing, not just now, but continuously as she's working out of the sickness, as this infirmity peels off of her like just scales coming off of a fish almost. Just be sure to every day just releasing that, speak life into her every day.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus. So.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
We break all hexes and vexes and curses and spells off of Ariana in the name of Jesus. Command him to go back to the demon that sent him sevenfold.
We bind up any witchcraft attacks and any demons sent against her away from her and command them to go back to where they came from. To the demon that sent them, in Jesus' name, we pour the blood of Jesus over right now. We say, be healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the word that says that through his stripes we are healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed right now. We ask, God, that you would boost up her white blood cell count and loose ministering spirits to her right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command any foul spirit that would try to remain to come out right now and go in the cage, and we send you to the foot of Jesus to be judged for your time. We ask, God, for a hedge of protection around her in the name of Jesus Christ and around the whole family there. Apply the blood of Jesus to each member of that family, to that apartment, their house, their vehicles, their finances. We ask that you loose warrior angels to encircle it and go through, angels of God, and drive out any foul spirit that would try to hang on there in the name of Jesus Christ.
What time is that program tomorrow?
We're going to be having a program tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Sunday. 8 p.m. Eastern time. And folks, don't forget to set your clocks back tonight. I think today's daylight savings time, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is tonight. So
yeah,
make sure you set
so.
Your clocks. And it'll be tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You actually will get an extra hour of sleep tonight.
We'll need it.
We will. And we want you to call in and join us with intercessory prayer. And I think we have one more call to take. Giovanna, God bless you, and Ariana. And stay in touch with us and let us know how you're doing. You still there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, Matt, are you still on the line? Oh, it looks like we lost them. Let's go to the next caller. Caller, thank you for waiting. You're on the air with Dr. Pat. Caller from area code 432. Can you hear us? All right, let's see who we still have here. Dr. Pat, you still with me?
Yes.
Okay, you and I are still here. I think we lost Matt, but God bless you, Matt. Let's take the next caller here. Stand by. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat. Oh, okay, they fell off. Well, let's see. We've got a few more minutes remaining. If you would like prayer, the number is 917-889-2745. Let's see. Matt, we have you back on the line? Okay, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
This is Joe from Minnesota.
Joe, how you doing?
Good. Good.
Good. How's your mother doing?
She's doing a lot better today.
Praise
the Lord.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
But I tell you what happened. There's some women from a church that I started to go to. And they came and they prayed, and as they were praying, you could just sense the beauty of the Holy Spirit just fall on everyone that was there. So I'm just standing again on the promises, believing. But now I'm using the prayers of that I learned from listening to the archives, and trying to do some deliverance work on her.
Praise God! Now your mother, she is how old? She's about 90 years old.
She's 82, brother.
Okay, she's 82. Now, did you say that she had a mini stroke?
She's had some mini strokes, yeah. And she's also had, she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and they found something in her lung, and she's lost a lot of weight. But, nothing's impossible with the Lord. I mean, I'm not...
Absolutely.
If a believer can raise the dead, I mean, why can't he... You know, we have the authority, as Dr. Pat says... We have the authority, and you know what really clicked to me tonight was, as she said, we have that authority to tell the demon to leave. It must leave in the name of Jesus.
That's
and
right.
I thank you, Dr. Pat and Omega Man, for this ministry. I mean, I'm growing just by listening to it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is your mother
Lord,
able to talk?
Lord.
Is your mother able to talk, Joe?
No. No, unfortunately, no. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, we're going to pray for her. Would you just lay hands on her, and Dr. Pat and I are going to pray?
Guess what? I'm not there anymore. I'm doing a little job right now where I'm going to pick up some people, and they're going to pay me for like a...
Okay, got it. You're remote. I thought she was there with you. Well, I tell you what. On the next program, I'd like you to call in
yes,
in the presence of your mother, and we're going to pray for her together.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Joe.
Oh, man. Amen. God bless you.
Just keep her in our prayers, okay?
Okie dokie.
Thank you for calling, right. Brother. Bye-bye. That was Joe from Minnesota. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see who we've got. Okay, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you?
I am blessed. I am indeed blessed. I just wanted
praise
to call
God.
And give a very, very quick testimony.
Take the mic.
I am the lady that you prayed for a few weeks ago who was having the visitations from her deceased husband's familiar spirit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I do want to tell you that I have been divorced from the man for 17 years, although in my heart I felt like I was still bound by the vows that I had taken not to remarry. And he has since passed away. So, like I said, after the prayers, the night visit, I wasn't having a lot of success on praying on my own, so I called in for prayer. And I have not had one more night visit since then. Praise God. The blood
praise
of
God.
Jesus covers my place, and the blood of Jesus covers my life. And I am just so
praise
blessed.
The Lord.
So, also I wanted to mention, too, that last night I listened to the program, and I'll have to call back when my battery's not dying, but there was discussion on deliverance in the chat room, and I do want to make a testimony that even though you were ministering to someone else, I, too, received some deliverance in areas that I was unaware of.
Praise
the coughing, the spitting, the sputum, the burping, the... You know, all the manifestations were there, and so I'm
praise God.
The Lord has brought a lot of deliverance, and through your program yesterday, the Lord revealed some things to me that I would like to ask prayer for that one. I called my aunt last night after listening to the program on the curse of the bastard,
mm-hmm.
and. I didn't know this, but I found out that my mother and had conceived me before she and my father were married.
Mm-hmm.
I, in turn, conceived my son before I married his father, and my son has since been married, conceived a child, and remarried and conceived another child.
Mm-hmm.
The line is still continuing, and I would like to get that first broken off of my family line so that it does not generate any further past my grandchildren.
Amen. Go ahead, Brother Omega Man.
Yes, absolutely. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this opportunity tonight to be together, to minister to one another. We thank you for the saving power of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father God, right now, in agreement here together on this phone and with the people that are listening in the chat room that are believers and are pulling their faith with us, we take authority over this curse of the bastard. We break it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Come off right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirit. We take authority over the strong man, the gatekeeper, and any foul spirits in you right now. The Lord rebuke you.
Amen.
I pour the blood
Amen.
Of Jesus down your throat. Come out in
Amen.
The name of Jesus Christ. She does not want you. You're going today. Go to Tartarus right now, you foul spirit.
Amen.
Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We cancel all generational curses, to include the curse of the bastard going back 20 generations on either side of her family. We pour the blood of Jesus over and cut these contracts right now. We break all
Amen.
Witchcraft that has been sent against her. All
Amen.
Ungodly soul ties we cut right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We cut all demonic silver cords attached to her. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you foul spirits. Come out right now. In the
yes.
name of Jesus Christ. Get in the cage.
Bow
you
pour
the blood
get
of
out.
Jesus over you right now. Come out right now. You foul
Come
spirit.
Out.
The Lord rebuke you. You must go right now. Your time is up. Come out.
Amen.
In the name of
Everyone.
Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke you. Every one of you foul spirits, come out right now in the name of Jesus. We command you to loose her human spirit and break the
the yoke on her neck right now. Loose her eyes and her ears in Jesus' name. Loose her mind right now in the name of Jesus
Christ.
The
blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb.
Father God, fragment the soul and mind of these foul spirits right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We lose the spirit of obedience into you, you foul spirits. All of you, come out right now and go in the cage in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I ask that you would loose angels to go out and recover her fragmented soul and bring it back and restore it in its rightful order. We speak healing to her mind right now in the name of Jesus. We command any spirit of infirmity, loose her in Jesus' name. Come out right now in the name of Jesus.
The blood
Christ.
Of Jesus.
Be weakened in
the
Jesus'
blood
name,
of Jesus.
You foul spirit.
The blood of Jesus.
Be weakened in the name of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Be weakened in the name
blood
of Jesus.
Of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Be weakened, you children
the
of fools with no
Jesus.
Names. Come out. All wicked and foul
yes.
spirits, you must go now.
Amen.
Father
Amen.
God, I ask that you would fill her with the Holy Spirit fire and burn out any remaining spirits
Amen.
And just fill up the empty places.
Yes.
Have you
the
received
the
Holy
the
Spirit, sister?
Yes, I have.
Well, just raise your hand and start praising the Lord right now.
Oh, I
fill all
you,
those empty places.
Oh, bless him, Lord. I give
all
you all
those empty places.
World. Mighty God, Lord, there
in
is none
Jesus'
like
name.
Lord.
In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Oh, Lord God.
Yes, in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, how are you feeling now?
Whew, I feel like it come out of the gut.
Amen.
What happens when you get delivered? There's a gut for that gut. Feeling like you've been hit in the gut or feeling like you've been run over by a truck or just body feels tired and I'll have to call back when I've got time. But
do you
the
have the Bible on TV?
Oh, yes, I do. I've got the Go Bible. I've got Win Worley tapes on my computer. I've got Blog Talk Radio that I play when I go to bed at night so that even in my subconscious. There's
have you been over to Miracle Internet got, Church?
Yes, I have.
Praise God.
Make
yes,
sure you're listening to the King James Version of the Bible.
Oh, that is the only one, sister.
Okay, that's good.
That is the
and
only
how,
one.
How do you feel in your mind right now?
In my mind, I feel relieved.
Yeah, okay.
When I found out about that last night, I called my aunt, who's the only survivor on my mother's side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And when she told me that, I felt like somebody just hit me in the gut. It just, I had
mm-hmm.
no clue. I always
mm-hmm.
knew that I felt unwanted. I always felt different. I always felt unloved. I always felt rejected. My father abandoned me when I was a child because of his own illnesses. My mother abandoned me when I was a child.
Well, did you forgive him? Did you forgive
oh,
him?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you get delivered from that?
From any unforgiveness toward them?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Every day something comes up if I think about my mother or my father, and if I have any kind of negative feelings that come up, I immediately say, Lord, forgive me and forgive them.
Okay. Are they still alive?
No, ma'am. They've been dead for many years.
Okay. Well,
I
just
say,
Lord,
I
command all of those spirits of abuse Lord. Coming down the family line to be caged, unforgiveness, bitterness, all infirm spirits, every spirit that's connected to that, hate, anger, frustration, all of them come up and out. Bitterness,
come on out.
Arthritis, cancer,
in the name of Jesus.
Heart attacks, every bit of it
come out.
In the name of Jesus, right now.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Now say, Lord, fill those empty places.
Father, fill those empty places.
With your Holy Ghost.
With your Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' precious name.
Now just raise your hands and praise him again.
Lord, I just give you praise. Lord, you are the Almighty. You've been a husband to me, Lord, when I was forsaken in the woman, as a woman of my youth, Lord. You've been
Amen.
A Lord, when I was orphaned. Lord, you've been a mother to me when I had no mother. You've been a friend, Lord, that has stuck closer than a brother, Lord. You've seen me through many times of homelessness, Lord, of cold nights. And, Father, I just give you all praise, all glory, Lord. I thank you.
Okay. Let me ask you this. You have a dog there?
I have two of them.
Okay. Agree with us. Father, I lift these dogs up and I break the powers of spirits over these
we
dogs.
Bind any foul spirits
and
in
I
those
command
dogs.
Them to leave
them
that
Jesus
house.
And
all religious
go to Jesus
spirits
be judged
out of that
time.
House. All witchcraft
any
spirits,
foul spirits
out of the
attacking
house in
those
the
dogs.
Name of Jesus.
Or on that property, we bind you. Loose them in Jesus' name.
And Father, we ask that you take all of the spirits that have been cast out tonight.
Yes,
and
God.
Take them to your feet for judgment before
yes.
their time. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
We apply the blood of Jesus to you and the dogs and the property. God, I ask that you would loose warrior angels and circle them for their protection. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Amen.
God bless
thank you,
you,
my brother. Thank you so much.
Well, praise
I just
God.
So enjoy the teaching and hearing somebody speak the word of God and speak the truth. It is just so refreshing when I listen to these programs. I bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Omega Man.
Send us a testimony in if you'd like it. That's for anybody out there listening. If the Lord has done something for you, we'd love to hear. Write us a testimony. And maybe we can use it on the site. We'll keep it confidential, your name. Maybe just use your initials if you give us permission. But people are encouraged when they hear testimonies. Thank you very much,
yes.
caller, for calling in.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye. Give
and,
them the programs tomorrow.
Yes.
Be-
tomorrow night, we're going to be launching the School of Intercessory Prayer with Dr. Pat Holliday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's going to be a new series, Sunday nights. So I'd like to encourage everybody to tune in. Now, also, we are on WWCR Shortwave. Every Sunday at 4 p.m. for people that cannot get internet connection but have shortwave transmitter radios. If you have any friends out there that know about some remote areas or they just don't trust the internet, have them tune in on shortwave, WWCR. I'll give you the frequency here in just a moment. And we've also got a new show up on American Voice Radio Network. That is also Sundays. That is at 7 p.m. And that's an hour-long program on the American Voice Radio Network. Dr. Pat, a lot of people tuning in, and they're saying, I've got some deliverance, or I'm still seeking the Lord for some more deliverance, but I'm a Christian, and what's the next step that I should take? Because I don't want to ever go backwards. What can I do to grow stronger every day? What's the next step?
Well, one thing is to listen to the former show that we just did. Because in the very beginning, we talked about spiritual warfare and how you walk free and the things that you have to do, and particularly using your spiritual weapons. And also, whenever we're doing these deliverances, if something is called out, that the Lord impresses on you that you have, just open your mouth and cough it out, and as a lot of you do, and then ask the Holy Ghost to fill that spot with the fire, and just walk and read the Word, listen to the teaching tapes up on Miracle Internet Church so you can grow, and tell people the things that are happening to you, because the Bible says that they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And see, you have email address. Whenever you see that we're going to be on, put the connection and send it out in your email address and say, you need to hear this. Put it up on your Facebook pages. And that's the way you build people that need this ministry, is just let them know that it's going on. And as you work for Jesus, he turns around and works back for you. And also turn in tomorrow night on that
school
on that yeah prayer, because
at 8 p.m.
you will learn how to pray, and as you learn how to pray, what will happen is you will begin to be able to pray for your own family. And so you just hang around people that are spiritual. If you want to be spiritual and commit your life to Jesus and listen to his word and study his word, and you'll grow and you'll stay free.
Dr. Pat, what about fellowship? What does a person do if they say, I'd like to fellowship with some other believers in addition to the internet, but some, you know,
well,
some actually get around and maybe get into a ministry? Can you recommend any?
Yes, what they have to do is they really have to seek God, because I can't be there to know whether somebody's in the right spirit or not. And the Bible says the Holy Ghost will teach you all things and lead you into all truth. And so what you have to do is pray about everywhere you go. And then if you go someplace, you do spiritual defensive warfare. And you cover yourself with the blood of Jesus, and you ask the Lord to protect you. And should you go to this particular place, and you know what? A lot of times you'll want to go someplace, and he'll say, don't go there. I'm not there. And just be obedient, and he will guide you into all truth.
Amen. Dr. Pat, we've got about 30 minutes remaining. And again, I did confirm that the clocks do roll back. So right now it's 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. Really, it's 11:30. So you'll get an extra hour of sleep tonight. I know Dr. Pat's going to need it. Would you give out your website and your contact information?
My website is www.patholiday.com. And then we have a website, www.miracleinternetchurch.com, and we have ebooks up there, deliverance manuals, spiritual warfare manuals, marriage manuals, family deliverance manuals, all sorts of things for you to learn. Also, we have MP3s that are free, and TV programs and articles and newsletters. And we just, if you don't have a church, use that as your church, and you can donate into the ministry.
Yes.
There's donate buttons there through PayPal. If you can send checks, there's an address there that you can send checks to help us with our local work. And if you're in the area or you know people that live in Jacksonville, we have a church called Miracle Outreach Ministry, 1533 Mill Creek Road. And some people are just taking their vacations and coming through and fellowshipping and getting deliverance right in our church. So there's spiritual food for you. And you just need to stay filled with God and you'll make it through. Also, I want to mention to you that up on OmegaMan.com, there's a button there that says intercessors, and we challenge you to join that and become an intercessor for these ministries, these programs, because you see the fantastic warfare that we're going through right now with these people. And I want to particularly mention to you the people that come up on the chat lines, you notice that when you're all in one accord, or if somebody comes up there that's not a believer, and if somebody starts ministering to that believer and gets their mind busy, that keeps the other people in one accord. You can invite them over to a private chat room and tell them about Jesus, for instance. But if somebody comes up there with a spirit of contention or a spirit otherwise than wanting to know the truth, what you do is you just take authority and bind it. Say, I bind that and cage those spirits and disconnect them from that person's mind and ask the Holy Ghost to go and convict that person who Jesus is. And that's the way you enter into the warfare and help us as we are frontally attacking the devils. So there's work for you as well as work for us. And I just believe that God is, you know, when Steve Quayle comes on, for instance, Steve Quayle has a big following, right?
Yes.
And Steve Quayle comes on, Steve Quayle, the chat room fills up to 500 people instantly. And so
yeah.
Our chat, we have a big chat
room. We had a good
one, though,
tonight ourselves. We had 50. Well, that was a great one.
Yeah,
night.
But see, this should be doubling and tripling every week. And the way it doubles and triples is with our people talking about it.
Well,
you
that's
just
true.
Say, boy, you know what you do? You just say, boy, I heard the weirdest radio show the other night. You have got to talk in. They're casting devils out right over the radio. And just say, oh, you just need to hear this and get their curiosity going.
Oh, yeah.
And give them the line to turn in and say, you need to go and listen to this. Or if you see somebody that's sick, or you say, people are getting healed right over the radio program here. And you start promoting it on your email, on your websites, on your Facebook, on your Facebook. And you will see that this will immediately jump up to the point that they'll be fighting to try to get in our chat rooms too. And so we'll always open up the chat room a few minutes early so that the regulars can get in. But do that work and we'll get a harvest for Jesus.
Amen to that. Dr. Pat, in 25 minutes we've got remaining, for everybody listening out there in the chat room, could you do a mass deliverance for them?
Yes, if that's what they want. Is that what they want?
I think so.
You asked them, huh? Okay.
I want to say hello to the people listening from around the world. We've got Bridget over in India. Let's see. We've got people tuning in from, oh, wow, yes, India. That's wild. United States, I see. I'm just going down looking at, I think I can see a little bit of the IP addresses here. This is amazing. Yes, praise God. All our regulars out there. And listen, if you have not yet written in a testimony of some deliverance you've received or something the Lord has done for you, we'd love to have your testimony. Email us and let us know. We'd like to post those, and we can keep your name anonymous, but it encourages other people. And
what's the max for the chat room, they want to know?
500 people in this chat room.
But and then another 7,000 can listen, right?
Oh, well, pretty unlimited in terms of how many people want to listen. I mean, I know we had, let's see, with Quell, we had about 2,000 people listening live, about 9,000 downloads so far. And 500 people can be in the chat room simultaneously, or I think 500 people can call in. I don't know how you could get 500 people on the line, but apparently they've got the hardware to do it.
Well, also the fact that whenever you're on the chat room, so you're, and the ones that are being trained every time when we're on there,
yeah.
It's like you're sitting in a church, in my prayer intercessory church over there, and you're participating with us. And I know that you've noticed that every now and then I'll make mention, oh, yes, it's the spirit of this, or oh, yes. Omega Man got a word of knowledge from somebody in the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's us working together. And so it makes it more powerful when we know what we're doing and we can, I mean, new people can come in and they might not know, but the regulars that come in every week, they know how to, you know, to bind. They know how to praise the Lord. They know how to tell somebody that you're praying for them, all kinds of things. So it makes it much better for us and the people, too. when we were ministering to that woman that was a drug addict, you see, there was a point there that she could have been lost forever. But I know, as a deliverance minister, that we have to get a hold to a person's will in order for them to get deliverance. So I just said, I'm not going to minister anymore unless she wants it. And then God used Omega Man to continue to talk to her to get her will while I was silent. And she knew that if she got off the phone, she was never going to get free. It might get down to that at times. But there's no sense in wasting time on somebody that's just playing games.
Well, you know,
when you see something like that, that's when y'all all got to pray for that person, because that person's soul's in danger. Go ahead, Omega Man.
And you know, it was all worth it. We just got a testimony from Rob that Sandra that we prayed for. She's sleeping right now with a smile on her face.
Hallelujah. See?
Amen.
So it's a group effort that we have going
yes.
here. It's not just me and it's not just Shannon. It's Jesus and us.
You are as important there as on the phone line. We're all together here, and that's what God looks at. The brothers and the sisters getting together in agreement. And we've got a prayer request that came in for Sister Val, Dr. Pat.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if you would pray for her and her husband that they're doing some spiritual warfare, trying to close some portals.
Okay. Is that over their city?
Let's see.
We close them here. We usually pray for that kind of thing in a group.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow night, if they'll come on and put it in on the chat room as a prayer request, or even send you an email, then the whole group will be praying for that and with them, and they'll see that it will be much easier for them to do that.
Okay.
Than if they go in and do it for themselves.
Absolutely. Val, if you want to give us a little bit more information on how to pray, and what we could do is we'll bring it up when we have the intercession prayer group tomorrow. Dr. Pett, would you want to pray over the people tonight? And let's see.
Yeah,
she says,
I will. I wanted to mention that the other night we had a show spontaneously.
Yes.
And one of my warfare friends from England came on. Called in, and he's agreed to be the intercessor for his country. And he and I have already broke big, big things over there in his nation praying together. And so if you want to be a leader, go up and join on the intercessory line on Omega.com and say, want to be a leader. And then as we recognize leaders, we'll cite you and put you on the line whenever you call in. And also remember, radio costs money. And so if you want to donate money for these radio shows, you go up on OmegaMan.com and you donate. You can donate in PayPal. He has a personal address. Do you have that up there on your website?
We've got, there's a button if anybody would like to support any of the work that we're doing. You can hit the donate button, and that will go into PayPal. We're going to get a P.O. box set up, Dr. Pat, for people who would like to write us.
Yes.
And you regular U.S. mail, and I hope to have that inside a week or so.
Okay.
And in the meantime, if anybody would like to send in a letter, we do have a temporary address. You can just email me, and I'll give you that information. Email it to Shannon@OmegaManRadio.com.
The Englishman's name is Jonathan, and he's very powerful. We have several friends that I have joined in intercessory over the phone that I'm trying to get one man out of Pennsylvania to join in. I sent him an email the other night. I haven't heard back yet, but I'm sure he will. But if you know an intercessor, just tell him to come up and join us and become an intercessor. Because you see, like tonight, we had a witch on the line. I think that person was really a witch. And the way they work is they try to bring division. And that's when you'll hear me come and talk to the people on the chat, and you'll hear Omega Man continuing the deliverance with the person. And all of a sudden we get the chat room back in agreement, and then the power moves more. So we depend on you as you think you depend on us, but actually we all depend on Jesus. And so, Father, we just bring everyone that you have called to this ministry, and we give you praise and glory for each and every one of them. We put walls of fire around them tonight as they go to sleep. We ask that you link angels around them. Any devil that would try to come, we send them back to wherever they came from, 1,000-fold. And we tell the demonic world we're not playing. We mean business. And we command you to obey the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory, God, in the name of Jesus, that every person that you have for us, that you will bring them up, and that they will join us and they will stand with us. We bind the curiosity spirits, the tongue-raggling spirits on the internet that would spread gossip, slander, division, every ungodly devil that has come to lie, cheat, and steal souls. We forbid any souls to be stolen off of our radio program.
Yes.
And in the name of Jesus, as we go up tomorrow on new radio territory, we claim the territory for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we just all agree, God, that you will prepare minds and spirit of people to hear and listen and to react to what they hear. And, Lord, we claim souls and deliverance on those new radio programs and listeners. And we give you praise and glory for finances for that ministry and those ministries in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, to send some spiritual financial angels from the throne of God to bring finances for Omega Man to live off of. And because, God, he's a minister, and I'm a minister, and the Bible says ministers are worthy of their hire, and for us not to shut down the mouths of those that carry the gospel. So we release the finances that the devil has stolen over this ministry in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for every single person that's praying for us every day and that's praying for the people that come up here and have gone through these battles that they see happening. We give you the glory that every one of them, that you will respond to the cries of their hearts and that you will return to each minister, each prayer warrior, everything that the devil has stolen from them, a sevenfold. We give you praise and glory, God, that you will grow up spiritual giants in this last hour of time, that as they walk down the streets, God, people will run and say, tell me who your God is. And we give you praise for that right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up any spirits that have tried to come in, all of these people that are listening and have listened tonight. We cage every one of them. We command them to leave in
Jesus' name.
Every witchcraft power that's been sent to rob, steal, and kill from any one of them, we bind up so-called Christian religious spirits that are praying against us and the people. Those things must return to where they came from. We release the conviction of the Lord Jesus Christ over every believer to walk very carefully before the throne of God. We give you praise and glory for each and every one of us. We ask you, Holy Ghost, that you come and fill us all with the power of the Holy Spirit right now. And tonight, as we go to sleep, Father, that we will just go to sleep and we will be great when we wake up in the morning. And every devil that's been sent trying to cause any infirmities over anybody on the chat line, the ministers, the people that we pray for, all of those infirm spirits will go back to where they came from. We don't receive it in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that every devil is defeated just because of your name. And I command every devil to go into the cage of every listener,
yes,
whether it's on MP3 or on this chat room now.
In the name of Jesus.
And I ask you to take a deep breath and just start coughing it out right now.
Loose
everyone,
in Jesus Christ's name.
Everyone.
Right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them in
just
Jesus'
like that.
Name.
Try
Lord,
to get it all the way down
spirits.
In the stomach if you can.
Come
everyone.
Out.
Everyone.
Come out in Jesus' name.
That's right. That's right. Don't be hesitant.
Blood of Jesus.
Just
weaken you,
go
spirits.
Ahead.
Be
cough
in
it
Jesus
out.
Name.
Cough it out.
Mind you in Jesus' name. Come on, go
in
the cage.
Jesus' name. Everyone.
Jesus' name.
Everyone.
Lord,
in the
you
name
spirits.
Of Jesus.
Come out.
We
in
thank
Jesus
you,
name.
Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise. Now, Lord, if there's anyone that has not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, all you have to do is ask him to fill you, and Jesus is standing right in front of you, and he'll fill you right now. Just take a deep breath and just let him fill you up with the power of the Holy Ghost. And, Father, as you are filling them up, we're asking you to give them their gift of unknown tongues so that they can pray and build themselves up, as 1 Corinthians 14 tells us. And the Bible says to forbid not to speak with other tongues in Corinthians 14. And so any false teaching that has been given to these people from religious spirits and leaders that don't know any better, we break the hindrance of them being able to get the gift of tongues tonight in Jesus' name, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, I want to thank you for this opportunity tonight. I'm asking that you would loose ministering spirits out to everyone tonight. And Dr. Pat, I'm asking, God, that you would give them renewed energy, stamina, in the name of Jesus, apply the blood of Jesus over everybody listening. God, there are people out there with no jobs right now. We're asking that you would loose angels to go and create favor with new employers,
and,
God.
And
open
their
new doors.
Children.
Yes, Father God. Loose new doors of opportunity for them and their children, God. We're asking that anybody out there with unsaved, lost loved ones, God, that you would send the Holy Spirit to convict them and bring them to Jesus before it's too late. I'm asking for a financial blessing on the believers out there, on Dr. Pat. God, you'd open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they cannot contain in the name of Jesus, that they may
Amen.
Be able to do every good work. Again, open new doors of opportunity. Anybody who stayed up, like Bridget York over in India, God, to listen to these 6 hours of programming, I'm asking you to give her renewed strength in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want to
Amen.
Thank everybody, Father God, that was praying in intercession tonight, and that you would bless them. And we also ask for Val, Vilvano, and Martin that are going to do some spiritual warfare tomorrow night before the program, that you would give them insight, give them direction as to what to do tomorrow, and give them anointing. And we ask, God, for a hedge of protection around everyone tonight, the Holy Spirit, that you'd loose legions of warrior angels to go out and encamp about the righteous tonight. And in the
Amen.
Days that progress, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to know if Debbie Sinatra is Frank Sinatra's daughter.
That would be cool.
She knows who she is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Dr. Pat, give out your contact information if anybody would like to get a hold of the Miracle Internet Church Ministry, and also your websites.
PatHoliday.com, and the other one is MiracleInternetChurch.com, and you can find my articles up on Remnant Resource Network.org. And we can tell you, you got to be strong Christians to read some of my people, some of the things that I have written. Buck, we're claiming you in the name of
Jesus.
Yes,
praise God for
Buck. And we break all of those crazy devils that try to rule over your mind, and we command them to go into a cage.
In the name of Jesus.
And we disconnect them from your mind in Jesus' name.
Loose
and we
human
ask
spirit
the Holy Ghost
name,
to come
spirits.
And convict you and reveal
in the
Jesus
name of Jesus.
To you. In Jesus' name, we give you praise and glory. He's a distant cousin. My goodness, I met him one time down in Miami.
Really?
Yeah, I really did. Many years
voice.
Ago. Yes.
You know,
yes,
Frank Sinatra Jr. had a great voice, too, and his daughter, Nancy.
Yes. Oh, yes, I remember she wrote, I can't remember.
These boots are made for walking?
Yeah, I was thinking about walking, but it was these boots, yes. And she was also a Christian, thank God for that, you
well,
know.
Praise God to that, yeah.
Yeah, she became a Christian. And, you know, when some of these movie stars have Christians in their families, you never know when God sends somebody in and gets those people just before they die. I've ministered to several people that were in that rock band, Lynyrd Skynyrd, over the years. And I ministered to one called Leon Wilkerson. And Leon's testimony was that, he's dead now, but his testimony was that the plane crashed and they took him to the emergency room, and there was a nurse there that was Christian, and the Lord spoke to her and said, pray for this man, and he would die, and the Lord would bring him back, and the nurse would pray. And years later, he became a Christian and started hanging around locally in some of the churches, and that nurse came up to him and told him the story, how God had told him to pray for Leon, and she said, you would have died that night if Jesus had not had me standing there praying for you. So you never know who you're going to see up in heaven. There are some people that you might even think are in hell, and you know what? You'll be surprised when you go up, right?
Amen to that. Amen. We can't give up on anybody. We've got to keep praying. God's a judge. And I have an announcement. I got a hold of Vanity after 1 year of trying. For those of you who don't know who Vanity was, her name is Denise Matthews. The Vanity 4 or 5, I believe the group was. She was the girlfriend of Prince and movie actress. She was in Action Jackson in a number of the movies. You can find her by Googling her. She came face to face with demons, Dr. Pat. Things were flying off the walls, and she ran to Jesus Christ, and he set her free. And she's written a book and is giving her testimony. But it wasn't without some cost. She has dialysis treatment multiple times a week. That's all that I know. And I got
she
a hold of her.
She needs to call in.
And we want her to call in and share a testimony, but we want to pray for her healing.
Go ahead and pray. You know her.
So
agreement.
Well, let's pray right now, and then we're going to have her on this week, and I want to have you back on, and we'll pray with her again. Father God, we lift up Vanity right now. That was her previous name. Her name is Denise Matthews. We lift her up, Father God. She's a child of God. We thank you that you saved her. Now, Father God, she needs a healing touch. Her kidneys were destroyed through sin. And Father God, we know you can recreate them. So we pray for healing right now for the kidneys.
Amen.
We bind the spirit of infirmity, command it to loose her right now and come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask God that you would recreate the cell structure in the kidneys right now. We pour the blood of Jesus over. We command it to be healed right now by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask God you would loose ministering spirits to her right now and to anybody out there tuning in that has been attacked with a disease. We bind the spirit of infirmity and command it to loose right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Go to Jesus
Amen.
And be judged before your time, you foul spirit of infirmity.
Amen. Amen.
We claim
and
healing
let,
in Jesus' name.
And let me tell you how soul stealers work within the churches. You see, when Michael Jackson was going through that terrible ordeal of child molestation that everybody was watching on television every day, there was one of these TBN characters that he called on the telephone, invited that star to come to pray with him. And that star took everybody on her ministry out to where he was staying out there in that big, I forget what they call that place where all the children used to go. But she goes out there. Well, Fox News called her and had her on Fox News to tell what happened with her and Michael Jackson. And so she said, oh, I took my crew out there and we took our pictures with him and da, la, la, this and that and the other. And they said, but what did he say? What happened? Never, never land, right. The woman said, oh, well, I can't talk about that. And so actually, we don't know if she had enough sense to lead him to the Lord. And then before he died, there was another star. I can't remember his name, but he was a famous singer that had an occasion, and he's born again, to minister to Michael Jackson. And he never came out and said that Michael Jackson got born again. So
I think it was Andre Crouch
read,
or something, yes.
Yeah, if you want to read about that, there's a newsletter up on remnantradio.org.
Yes.
And also over on patholiday.com. And I've got a newsletter that I wrote about Michael Jackson. And why I'm telling you this is I heard Omega Man praying for someone just not more than 2 or 3 weeks ago that was famous, that was sick. And see, you never know who God is going to call into the kingdom.
Michael Douglas.
And so, right. And when you hear that somebody's sick, pray that God will put a worker in that person's pathway. And you just never know what God will do. Through. I remember years ago, the Lord, something happened to Elizabeth Taylor. And you have to understand that I don't watch movies. And the Lord said, pray for Elizabeth Taylor. I prayed for her, and she was in the hospital in intensive care. She came out of the intensive care, and I found out that one of her sons is really born again. And so
wow.
Will she be in heaven? Who knows? Maybe. She's still alive. She's old,
praise
but
God.
She's still breathing. And if they've got a born-again believer, there's a chance that God could reach out and snatch them before the devil takes them into hell. So be attentive, and be attentive about salvation and praying for souls. Omega Man, it's 58 now, 1258.
Amen. Folks, God bless everyone for tuning in tonight. Tune in tomorrow night, same channel, Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, to School of Intercessory Prayer with Dr. Pat Holliday. Dr. Pat's website is MiracleInternetChurch.com, PatHolliday.com, and, of course, OmegaManRadio.com. And remember to set your clocks back an hour tonight before you go to bed. Love and appreciate everyone. Thank you so much. God bless you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you so much. Goodbye, guys. Bye, Buck. I'm praying for you. Watch out, devils.
Amen. Buck's going to get saved. We're not going to give up on him. God bless you, everyone. And we'll see you again next time, tomorrow night.
Thank you. you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.